ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 16. एवं व्हाइल इंद्र द किंग ऑफ डेमिगॉड्स थॉट इन दिस वे एंड रिपेंटेड इन हिज ओन असेंबली, बृहस्पति द मोस्ट पावरफुल स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर अंडरस्टूड हिज माइंड. Thus he became invisible to Indra and left home, for Brihaspati was spiritually more powerful than King Indra. Gurur Nadigata Samnyam Parishan Bhagavan Swara Dhyayandhiya Surair Yukta Sharma Na Alabhatmanaha. Although Indra searched vigorously with the assistance of the other demigods, he could not find Brihaspati. Then Indra thought, "Alas, my spiritual master has become dissatisfied with me, and now I have no means of achieving good fortune." Although Indra was surrounded by the demigods, he could not find peace of mind.
Vasura sarva ashrityaushanam mataha devan pratyudman chakrur durmada atatayinaha.
Hearing of the pitiable condition of King Indra, the demons, following the instructions of their guru Shukracharya, equipped themselves with weapons and declared war against the demigods.
तैवृश्रेष्ठिषुभिक्षिणैर् निर्भिन्ना गुरु भावः ब्रह्मानं शरणं जग्मु सहेन्द्रनाथ कन्दरः.
The demigods' heads, thighs and arms and other parts of their bodies were injured by the sharp arrows of the demons. The demigods headed by Indra saw no other course than to immediately approach Lord Brahma with bowed heads for shelter and proper instruction.
Tamsatha abhyarditan viksha bhagavan atmabhir ajaha kripaya paraya deva uvacha parishantavyam.
When the most powerful Lord Brahma saw the demigods coming toward him, their bodies gravely injured by the arrows of the demons, he pacified them by his great causeless mercy and spoke as follows. Text 21.
Shri Brahma Vacha.
Aho.
Shri Brahma Vacha.
Aho
Bata Sura Shrestha.
Hi
Abhadram Vahakritam Maha. Brahmishtam Brahmanam Dantam. Aishwaryana Abhiyannataha.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Lord Brahma said, "O best of the demigods, unfortunately, because of madness resulting from your material opulence, you failed to receive Brihaspati properly when he came to your assembly. Because he is aware of the Supreme Brahman and fully in control of his senses, he is the best of the Brahmanas. Therefore, it is very astonishing that you have acted impudently towards him."
Purport:
Lord Brahma recognized the Brahmanical qualifications of Brihaspati, who was the spiritual master of the demigods. Because of his awareness of the Supreme Brahman, Brihaspati was very much in control of his senses and mind, and therefore he was a most qualified Brahmana. Lord Brahma chastised the demigods for not properly respecting this Brahmana who was their guru. Lord Brahma wanted to impress upon the demigods that one's guru should not be disrespected under any circumstances. When Brihaspati entered the assembly of the demigods, they and their king Indra took him for granted. Since he came every day, they thought they did not need to show him respect. As it is said, familiarity breeds contempt. Being very much displeased, Brihaspati left Indra's palace. Thus, all the demigods headed by Indra became offenders at the lotus feet of Brihaspati. And Lord Brahma, being aware of them, of this, condemned their neglect. In a song we sing every day, Narottam Das Thakur says, Chakshu Dan Dilo Jai Janme Janme Prabhu Sai. The Guru gives spiritual insight to the disciple, and therefore the Guru should be considered his master life after life. Under no circumstances should the Guru be disrespected, but the demigods being puffed up by their material possessions were disrespectful to their Guru. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam 11.17.27 advises, Acharya Mam Vijaniyam Nava Manyata Karhichad Na Martya Buddhya Asuyeta. The Acharya should be always be offered respectful obeisances. One should never envy the Acharya, considering him an ordinary human being. Shri Brahma Vacha Aho Bata Sura. So we are continuing the Srimad Bhagavatam, this wonderful sixth canto, which began with the glories of the holy name, revealing the great escape of Ajamil at the time of death, when he just simply chanted the holy name of Lord Narayan with a different motivation. And then we see the result of that is that Ajamil is delivered by the Vishnu Dutas. And immediately after that we see how Daksha has performed great sacrifice and has pleaded the Supreme Lord. But even though after that, because of the material opulence of being in a very, very prestigious position, and even knowing, aware, fully aware of the position of the brahmanas, of the devotees, and of the great exalted souls, maddened by this prestige and position, Daksha offends Narad Muni. So, the glories of the holy name are then followed with the offenses to be avoided against the holy name. So, this theme of offenses against the holy name continues even in this chapter, where Indra is offending Brihaspati. And in this chapter we see how Indra, surrounded by all of his demigods in the assembly of the demigods, in one sense innocently neglects, but however the neglect is very serious, has a serious consequences. And here we see that immediately the demons who are powered by the mercy of their guru attacks the demigods, and the demigods are defeated. And here Prabhupada mentions in his purport very wonderful points. Who is to be respected? A very much qualified brahmana and one who has fully controlled his mind and senses. And of course, one's own guru has never to be disrespected under any circumstances. Second thing Prabhupada mentions is that why Indra disrespected his own guru? Because Indra would see Brihaspati coming every day to his assembly, it just became a very regular and a formal kind of thing that his guru would come and then he would offer respect. And so the respect, which has to start with humility, when that respect starts dropping down, when the respect starts decreasing, it becomes morality. Then the respect is not out of genuine humility, but it is simply out of morality, that fear. If I don't respect, then there will be dire consequences. And soon that morality, respect out of morality, turns into formality. Oh, I just have to do it. It is just kind of a ritual. It has no substance behind that. It is just everyone does it, so I am a part of it, so I am supposed to do it. Because I am to be accepted in the society of devotees. Sometimes it happens that we just Just because everyone does it, we do it. And sometimes that mentality comes and it just becomes a formality. And then when formality continues to degrade further and becomes neglectfully. And then willful neglect. And one does not feel that it can be avoided, it can be done with. And when this neglectfully, one reaches this state of neglectfully, then later it becomes a casualty. And in this way, the cycle of dwindling of respect always degenerates to offense to Vaishnavas. The greatest offense, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the Hati Mat Aparad, the mad elephant offense. And of course, here also, Lord Brahma is diagnosing the disease as madness. Nunam pramatta krute vikarma. Pramattaha. Just being maddened by the opulence, Indra could not receive Brihaspati properly. So basically we find that here, the seed of disrespect in case of Indra comes out of pride. Madness because of pride. And therefore, the mentality of this prideness is that one feels that I am better than someone, or I am better in something, in some way. To just think that I am better than anyone else results to that deepening of this disease, which goes more deep rooted to the point that one thinks that one has become more qualified than his guru. A disciple may be more qualified externally in terms of scholarship, in terms of many other attributes. But at no other point of time one must feel that one has transgressed his guru in any way. So this better mentality, to be better than someone, does not stop at somewhere or some people or in some way. It goes on quite far ahead. Right? And so we find that here Indra is disrespecting his guru. And it is said that under any circumstances one must not disrespect one's guru. So the attitude of disrespect can be attributed to these three situations. One may see the superior in an external vision, externally. Or one may take the guru or superior personality to be a mundane, to be an ordinary man. And one may become so degraded, then one may start becoming envious of guru's fame or guru's qualifications. Right? Because the envy is there to the Supreme Lord, and that envy to the Supreme Lord suddenly manifests in envy to the devotees. And in this way, we find that these three situations is that when there is more probable chances of being disrespectful. So in the first case, we find that externally, we may judge even our superiors, what to speak of equals or juniors. And it is quite late when we realize that, you know, it wasn't that thing that which I had seen. It was something way beyond my vision. So Ramchandra Puri and Ishwara Puri were serving their spiritual master Madhavendra Puri. And at the end of Shripad Madhavendra Puri's life, as he was lamenting in separation from the Supreme Lord, Ramchandra Puri considered this lamentation to be external, to be superficial, to be mundane. And as he lamented in this way, he criticized his own guru, saying that you must not lament in this situation. You must remember the Supreme Brahman. This angered his spiritual master and Shripad Madhavendra Puri. He became very angry with his disciple. And though he was his own disciple, he became thoroughly displeased with him as he had committed this great offense. Now, as a result of this offense, Ramchandrapuri developed a critical mentality to all the devotees, including the Supreme Lord. And even with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would find so many faults. Even in the case Srila Prabhupada mentions, or in the purports of the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, the pastime comes of Balram killing Dvida gorilla. Dvida is previously a minister of Sugriva. And Shripad Jeev Goswami mentions in his commentary that previously in Ram Leela, Dvida, this monkey, he respected Lord Ram, but he disrespected Lakshman and his other associates. And because of that disrespect, he developed a bad association with Narakasur. And because of that bad association, he ultimately went against the Supreme Lord. He offended the Supreme Lord. So offense to a devotee leads to bad association, leads to willful neglect, and later leads to offense against the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way, we find just on the external vision, just this thought at that time, completely deranged, derailed Ramchandrapuri's spiritual life. Even taking Guru to be an ordinary person. What is so great about him? He's just like one of us. He walks, talks, you know, does everything like us. And therefore, we find the pastime of Jesus Christ, when that prostitute, Mary Magdalene, she came, repentful of her sinful actions, of her sinful life, and she wanted to reform. She came to the house of this rabbis, to this place, and she begged for forgiveness. And she came and she literally fell at the feet of Jesus Christ and she washed his feet with tears. And then she offered fragrant oils. She asked Jesus, "Can I offer these fragrant oils to you?" And Jesus said, "Yes, you can offer them to me." And all of this rabbi priest, they were so critical of this act, that these fragrant oils are meant for the Lord and not for this person who is an ordinary person. How can he take the respect which is due to the Lord to him? And that's how, because of their critical mentality, we find that they could never appreciate Jesus. They could never appreciate him as a empowered incarnation of the Supreme Lord. So even if these such great souls are moving amongst us, we may take them to be ordinary because of the conditioning that we impose our material conception even on superiors, senior devotees, and the spiritual master. Thirdly, even a disciple can become envious of Guru, thinking that why is he taking so much respect? Why is he commanding so much respect? Right? Why so much respect? Why so many people offering obeisances? And so, we find that the Guru never takes the respect for himself. Once a devotee was not able to decide whether to take initiation from Prabhupada or no, and he was waiting. And one fine day he saw that there were devotees, disciples singing Guru Puja to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada also singing this Guru Puja. So he said, "How can this Guru sing his own glories?" And this person, he asked this devotee, "How is that Srila Prabhupada singing this Guru Puja?" His disciple said, "Srila Prabhupada is singing this Guru Puja for his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur." And then they realize, this is how he is getting this so much respect, but he is not taking even a tinge of the respect, but he is giving all that to his spiritual master. And this is bona fide parampara. Once a disciple came to Srila Prabhupada's room and he told, "Jai Prabhupada." And Prabhupada said, "Jai Prabhupada." And disciple became confused. Why Prabhupada is saying Jai Prabhupada? We are supposed to say Jai Prabhupada. And this disciple later understood, Prabhupada is not indulging in his self-glorification. He is referring Prabhupada to be his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada. And for Prabhupada, when he would receive so much of praise, so many jais, so many haribols, it was not that he took it for himself. And therefore one should not be envious of Guru, because he is not having anything. He is not keeping anything with him. There is no opulence for him. All that is, he receives, he just simply transmits in a transparent manner. That is Guru. So, we find that here, the madness is because of the pride. And Janma Aishwarya Shruta Shibir Edamana Madaha Puman Naiva Arti Abhidhatum Vai Tvam Akinchana Gocharan. So what I speak of offenses, this pride won't let us even approach the Supreme Lord in a helpless mood. Because of this pride, one definitely feels that I do not need any protection. I am quite capable of handling myself. And therefore, I don't need anyone's instruction. And that's how here we find that Janma, in case of Janma, we find in the case of Sringi, so puffed up, a young Brahmana, small, quite small in age, but he had that pride of his aristocratic birth in a Brahmana family. And therefore, we find that he even curses Parikshit Maharaj. And Prabhupada mentions also that to get generally chance in a highly aristocratical Brahmana family, if you perform bhakti and you don't complete it, is very good. But in your next life, if one becomes very aristocratic, is born in a very aristocratic family, one does not feel the need for Krishna consciousness. And he feels that Krishna consciousness is for the poor people who don't have something, who need something. Therefore, they are begging for Krishna, as Sridhar Kulavich was chanting so helplessly that his neighbors misunderstood him. That because he is so hungry and he has nothing to eat, therefore he is crying out for the Lord. And Prabhupada said, so if someone is also born in the Brahmana family, he also is puffed up. He is thinking, oh, these Milechas, these Yavanas, these Americans, now what do they know about this devotional service? I am a Brahmana. I am born in a very elevated family. My birth is very superior. So high birth also causes so much of pride. And opulence, we find in the case of Nalakubera and Manigriv. They became so shameless, they did not feel any need to respect Narad Muni. And we find that even in case of learning, Shruta, Roma Harshan Suta was seated on an elevated Vyasasan, addressing a very highly qualified assembly of the sages. Very, very learned in the Shastras. Not only that, he is a disciple of Srila Vyasadev. And Balramji went touring pilgrimage places just to be free from that act of killing these impious men in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He left on the pretext that he does not want to see all this violence. But when he sees this Romarshan Suta not respecting Balramji himself, who has come, he immediately senses pride. Pride by simply sitting in an elevated post. And it is said that, no, the pride is actually the fall down itself. It's not that, you know, you become proud and then you fall. The pride itself is the fall down. And Balramji immediately, he noticed this pride. And it said, Krishna can tolerate everything else, but cannot tolerate pride in the heart of his devotees. And so he took a kushagras. Now here is Balramji given up the vow to kill. And that's why he's on touring pilgrimage places. But he takes a kushagras and he simply touches this Romarshana Sutta and kills him. He has given up killing, but here he is going to kill specifically this Romarshana Sutta. And this way he kills the pride. So this is because of extraordinary learning. And he says that even this Romarshan Sutta is a very qualified disciple of Srila Vyasadeva and is learned in so many Shastras, but he is not self-controlled and he is not respectful. Therefore, it is best that he leave his body right now. Because he is such condemned, this body which has pride, because of any of the assets that one accumulates. And in this way we also see that in case of beauty, this Vidyadhar was a Gandharva. Because he had extraordinary beauty, he always felt that I am better than everyone else, or I am better than someone, or I am even better than the ugly one. And therefore when he saw Angira Muni, because of his ugly features, he kind of ridiculed him. It's a small ridicule. It's not like, you know, offending and, you know, saying so many words. It's a small ridicule just because of pride in one's beauty. Caused to become a snake. So we find in this time and time again, the Shastras, they keep on, especially the Srimad Bhagavatam, as Radha Gopinath Prabhu was once mentioning in his class, the Srimad Bhagavatam is two-pronged action. One is caution and one is encouragement. All the time there is a caution. Take your next step carefully. And at the other stage, it encourages you to go ahead. Not that you become so fearful of that caution that you do not, you know, feel like, you know, moving. I'll better stay here, you know, something would happen. Let everything settle around me so I can cross the river. So, encouragement is that of Ajamils, Upakhyan, and so many other Upakhyan like Dhruv Maharaj. They encourage the devotees. Yes, even if you have material desires, go ahead. Worship the Supreme Lord. Akama sarva kama ma moksha kama udaradi. Even if you are attached, you just chant the holy names of the Supreme Lord. And definitely the purification will come. But at the other time, not to spoil all the efforts, one has to also be alert. And we see in the case of Bharat Maharaj, a little slight deviation, a slight inattention. And Prabhupada said, a little inattention and blood. Blood will, you will bleed. So therefore, it's quite a balancing act, spiritual life. Walking on a razor's edge, as Prabhupada would mention. So here we also find that this pride destroys these assets, the spiritual assets of a person. So we find that even in case of Arjuna, when he was completely empowered by the Supreme Lord, but when he came back from Dwarka, being defeated by these coward infidel men, he was not feeling that, you know, I have lost my opulence, I have lost my power. But he always remembered that Soham Nripenda Rahita Purushottama. And he said that even though I have no opulence now, I have completely depended on the Supreme Lord. And Prabhupada mentions in his class that actually Krishna wants you to give you full protection, but we do not want to accept it. And therefore the qualification is that Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja. So what is that protection Krishna is giving? That protection is protection from sinful actions. It's not, Krishna is not protecting from sinful reactions. Krishna is protecting from sinful reactions. Ma suchaha. Sarva dharman pritecha maam ekam sharanam raja aham tam sarva pape bhyo. It's not just that the past tense, that pape bhyo of the past, but also protect us from committing more further sinful actions out of ignorance. Therefore, it is Krishna. Prabhupada says, we do not know what to do, what not to do. And out of ignorance, we become victimized by the laws of nature. And therefore, what is Krishna's protection? Krishna's protection is that Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mam Upayantite. Krishna will guide you from within. And that is his protection. So, here we find that Arjuna, though he is so much qualified, but he feels that everything that was done, everything that I did, was simply because of Krishna's presence. And therefore, even though Arjuna was so close to Krishna as a friend, he never took Krishna in a very casual way. Did not have neglectful dealings with him. And he expresses that regret if he has done so. That in, while showing the universal form, he begs pardon from the Supreme Lord for having said so many joking words. I mean, it was just joking words. It was not like a neglect. It was kind of a rasa of sakya relationship. And therefore, it's very important how to approach such superior personalities so that we may be freed from this offensive mentality. not seeing him as an ordinary person, seeing in external vision, not to be envious. And there are some guidelines which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed himself by his behavior that he always stood far behind seeing the darshan of Lord Jagannath at the Garuda Stam. He was never, he showed that we must always maintain a respectful distance. And Prabhupada mentions in this CC purports, because the Lord's deity form and the spiritual master should be seen from a distant place. That is called maryada. Otherwise, it is said familiarity breeds contempt. Sometimes coming too near to the deity or the spiritual master degrades the neophyte devotee. Personal servants of the deity and the spiritual master should therefore be always very careful, for negligence may overcome them in their duty. Prabhupada specifically mentions that being very close can result. And therefore we find even in cases that many disciples who are so personally very close to Srila Prabhupada and very, very near to them, serving him personally, they would no longer sustain after some time, after Prabhupada disappeared. And this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also instructs Jagannatha Pandit when he goes to Vrindavan. And he gives him very specific instructions, pinpointed instructions. He says, Dure rahi bhakti kariya sangena rahiba, tana sabara achara cheshta laite nariba. Do not mix freely with the residents of Mathura. Show them respect from a distance. Because you are on a different platform of devotional service and you cannot adopt their behavior and practice. And Prabhupada mentions that, right? Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Jagannatha Pandit to remain apart from the residents of Vrindavan who were spontaneous devotees so as not to become disrespectful towards them. Further, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, so what should one do? Just being away at a distance is not a solution. Sanatana Sange Kariha Vanadarshan Sanatera Sangena Chadiba Ekashan. Visit all 12 forests of Vrindavan in the company of Sanatana Goswami. Do not leave his association even for a moment. This is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows that how one must cling on to the association of devotees, sincere devotees who are willing, who are struggling on the path of devotional service and are sincerely endeavoring. Of course, also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives a very, very serious instruction. Shigra ashiha taha na rahi chirakal govardhane na chadhiha dekhite gopal. You should remain in Vrindavan only for a short time and return here as soon as possible. Also, do not climb the Govardhan hill to see the Gopal deity. And Prabhupada mentions in his purport that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's advice is that one avoid remaining in Vrindavan for a long time. It's not just a respectful personality, it's not just some devotees. Even to take dham for granted is an offense. When we start seeing the dham in a mundane way, it's an offense against the dham to see the dham in a mundane vision. And therefore, the saying goes, Prabhupada mentions that familiarity breeds contempt. If one stays in Vrindavan for many days, he may fail to maintain proper respect for his inhabitants. Right? When we go just for a few days, it becomes difficult to maintain respect for the inhabitants, seeing them, you know, engage in so many different ways, right, and confusing for us. And so, therefore, those who have not attained the stage of spontaneous love for Krishna should not live in Vrindavan very long. Therefore, those who have not attained the stage of therefore, it is better for them to make short visits. Prabhupada gives guidelines for visiting dham. Just be short visits and come back. That's how this wonderful approach, how to approach a dham, how should approach a guru, how to approach a respectful personality is so carefully to be practiced that one may not neglect or commit offenses because of apraj, because of too much familiarity. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada would always give instructions how his disciples must respect. So, in Vyas Puja in Tokyo, Prabhupada was, the disciples were about to perform Vyas Puja, and Prabhupada was, Vyasasana had a picture of him which was taken away because Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasasana and it was placed upside down. Of course, Prabhupada once mentioned that Prabhupada, are you really in the picture? And how are you supposed to be worshipping in the picture? Prabhupada said, my picture is not different from myself. It's absolutely not different. And therefore, respecting even Guru is not just when he's physically, but even respecting the pictures representing the manifestations of the Guru. Right? The representatives of the Guru. So Minaketan Ramdas was an associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he came to the house of the brother of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, where this priest Gunarnava Mishra was offering worship to the deity at that time, but neglected to offer respect to the devotee, the representative of Lord Nityananda, because he had no faith in Lord Nityananda, though he had faith in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in fact, Minakendra Ramdas became very angry, and in his anger broke his flute. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami did not just remain neutral to this offense. He chastised his younger brother for disrespecting Lord Nityananda, representative of Lord Nityananda. And said, if you would slight one brother from another, better to be an atheist and slight both of them than to have favoritism for one and neglecting the other. It is a more grievous offense. And that's how Minaketan Ramdas was offended by this brother of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who chastised his brother. Because of his chastising and warning his brother, in the same night, Lord Nityananda appeared in the dream, being pleased with this attitude of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami for making this corrective behavior. And he blessed him to go to Vrindavan to compose Chaitanya Charitamrita. And therefore, we also find that in this case of Vyas Puja ceremony, Srila Prabhupada personally guided his disciples who would not know how to respect his guru, because he was not taking the respect for himself. He was taking all that, he was transferring all of them to the spiritual master so that the disciples could advance. And this is how we find that in fact, one Srila Prabhupada also was visiting, was walking on the streets of Calcutta, and he just happened to see the house of a life member, and he just went in and told a servant that, you know, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami wants to see you, the life member. The servant said, I'll just come. And when he went inside, this person sent a message saying that, I'm busy in performing this worship to the deity, and I will see you later. Prabhupada said, just see. Krishna wants that his devotees be more respected than him and loved more than him. And this person is still a Kanishtha. And therefore, on the pretext of following spiritual life or spiritual principles, one may neglect to offer respect to a Vaishnava. And it cannot be justified in any situation. And therefore, in any circumstances, guru or even a senior, this is just to warn against disrespecting senior personalities. But not even senior. What to speak of? Prabhupada said that Vaishnava respects even an ant. Like now Yogendra Maharaj was telling that once when they went to Shiva temple and devotees were not offering respect to Lord Shiva, thinking that Lord Shiva is not a supreme personality of Godhead, and if you offer worship to Lord Shiva, and that's like we feel most of the times, you know, how will others feel that, you know, we are worshipping Lord Shiva, and we'll be misrepresented. Prabhupada, when he came back and told Prabhupada, devotees do not have respect for Lord Shiva. Prabhupada said, what is because Lord Shiva, the devotee even respects an ant. That's how this respect is beginning from top to the bottom, right, for everyone, but especially in case of guru and in case of senior personalities. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comments, corrections, suggestions? Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.